Shalom to all. Today we're learning Masechet Bava Metzia, Perek Gimel, Mishnah and Mishnah Vav. And today's Mishnahs are being learned b'schos Esther Bas Rachel, Shish b'zecher Efrayim Reziv Hagoyin Bikar of Mamish. And here we have a similar case to the previous Mishnah, v'chein shnei kelim. Same thing with two kelim, two vessels, echad yafa maneh v'echad yafa elav zuz. One was worth a maneh and one was worth 1,000 zuz, which is 10 maneh. And these two vessels were deposited by one fellow, and then Reuven and Shimon come back to pick up their kelim. Ze'im yafa shali v'ze'im yafa shali. Each one claims that the nicer, more expensive one belongs to him. Nasan es hakatan l'echad mehem. We give the smaller vessel to one of them, and we toicha gadol from the value of the larger one, the more expensive one, noisin demei katan l'sheni, we give the value of the smaller one to the second guy, vashar, and the remaining amount, yemun chachav yo, is put to the side until your navi comes. Now, Rabbi Yossi says, just like he said in the previous Mishnah, imken, if that's really so, my hefsid a ramai. What does the ramai, this cheater, liar, deceiving fellow, lose? At best, he'll get the more expensive one, and at worst, he'll walk away with what he deposited in the first place. El rather, hakol yemun chachav yo, everything's put to the side until your navi comes. And that's going to dissuade the rabbi from making this false claim. And moving on to Mishnah Vav with another case. Hamafket Persa Itza Chaveroi, a person deposits produce by his friend, Afilu Ein Avudin, even if they're getting ruined and lost, Lo Yiga Behen, the guy who's watching them, should not touch them. What's this referring to? So let's say Reuven goes to Shimon and asks him to watch a whole bunch of his apples while he goes away on a business trip. And then Shimon realizes that the apples are starting to decay and get wormy. He should not touch them. He shouldn't sell them and take the money and return it to Reuven. Why is this? Well, because there's a line that writes to Adam Kav Shalom, a person would rather his own kav, his own small amount of payrois that are his, that he grew, they belong to him, as opposed to 9 kavim, which is a lot, that belong to his friend. And therefore, he'd rather just a few apples that are left, but they're his, as opposed to money that he could buy a lot of apples with. Now, this is only if they're getting ruined at the normal rate that this type of fruit usually gets ruined. Let's pretend it's one apple per week. So if one apple per week is getting ruined, that's fine. The guy who's watching them shouldn't touch them. However, if they're getting ruined at a quicker rate, so then he should sell them in order to help out the owner. Now, Rav Shimon Gamliel, he tells us, he should sell them in front of Bezin, because it can sound like a Mesha Aveda. It's like he's returning a lost object, preventing them from getting completely ruined, and that's why they should be sold. We're going to stop here for the day and pick up tomorrow's mission of Zion and Ches. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.